Well, the venue was Finn Valley Athletic Club this afternoon, indeed this morning, for the Ulster Uneven Age Cross-Country Championships and Novice Championships. And obviously a good Donegal interest in it, and a big Donegal interest in it. And if I start with the Senior Nature Championship, which is the Novice Championship, and bring you a report on that, and then work my way down through the ages. But needless to say, the day was good. Massive, massive crowd, massive numbers, and a number of positive Donegal stories. Let me start with the Novice. And the Novice women, the story there was a victory for Leighan Valley. Annadale from Belfast were second. The Rosses were the Donegal story here. They were third team. Bernie Boyle, Kiva Gallagher, Martina Mulhern, and Serena Mulholland were the scoring team there. So well done to them. Third for them. And in the men's, the no real Donegal winning performances there, but a big, big Donegal participation list. And I'll go through the teams as they finish, the Donegal teams, that is. The leading Donegal, Brian Quinn of Finn Valley, a young lad at 19 years of age who is beginning to come through now, not having impressed all that much in the younger ages, but now at Maynooth University, and getting to that age when he's grabbing hold of the sport, really. And he finished fifth, so well done to him. And sixth was Mark Wallace of Inishowen. They were the leading Donegal performers. The winning team from the Belfast area again was Ballydrain. Leighan Valley were second. They're a Belfast club, and City of Derry were third. Finn Valley were the leading Donegal club and sixth, by Ryan Quancher. Connell were seventh. Milford were ninth. Letterkenny were 13th, and Cranford were 15th. So, a big Donegal interest in that one. Then we moved down the ages, and the under 19 boys. Very happy story for from the Donegal point of view. The leading athlete in the race, the winner of the race, the Ulster champion, is Keenan McFadden from Creasley, from Cranford Athletic Club, coached by Eamon Giles, of course, and most impressive over the last lap or two, really impressive now over the last lap or two. And then the other, a young fella from Belfast, was second, but Philip McGee was the next, and Kenny lad, he was third in the race, so well done to them. But Keenan McFadden, of his own, really, in the race. The team story was all belonged to Finn Valley. They won the team. And again, as I said about the under 18 Finn Valley boys a couple of weeks ago, great to win at that age group, because the boys have come through, they've stayed in the sport, and they were led today by Kieran McCarron. He was fourth, but he had good support from Larkin Byrne, Parik Corey, and Parik McDermott. So Donegal winning Finn Valley winning the team, and Leighan Valley were second. They're a Belfast club. They were second in the under 18s as well. And the under 19 girls, no big Donegal story and the team story, but Elsa Moore continuing to run well. She's from Lifford-Strabane. She finished second overall in the under 19 girls, and she has again, Ryan Quinn, who I mentioned earlier, young fellow came through the ages, but Elsa Moore has come through the ages as well, through Lifford-Strabane, and she's continuing both on the track and now on the cross country to run extremely well, today finishing second. So that was the story from the under 19 girls. And the under 17 boys, the story was Oran McBrearty. He finished second. A young fellow from Inniskillen got the better of him over the last lap or so. Both of them, McBrearty, are they're leading lights indeed in that age group in Ireland, and they battled throughout the race, and in the end up, the young lad from Inniskillen just had enough legs to get away and won the race. But both of them, McBrearty and the young Fermanagh lad, both did well. On the 17 girls, nothing particularly there except for Emma Boner from Letterkenny. She would have been in the top 10 from Letterkenny on the 17 girls, but nothing particularly else to report there. And then down on the other 15 girls, a team victory for Finn Valley, and the under 15 girls led by Darcy Clark, whose younger sister, Cora, won the under 9. Right at the start of the day, Darcy led a Finn Valley team of Andrea Reid, Shirley Gilligan, and Amy McElcarr to beat Inniskillen by 10 points, with Leighan Valley from Belfast in third. So that's a good Finn Valley team. Darcy Clark, Andrea Reid, Shirley Gilligan, and Amy McElcarr, and good good strong performance from them with 10 points, as I say, to spare from a good and a skilled team. On the 15 boys, no team story there. The team story there was a Newry team from St Coleman's College, actually. They won it. Finn Valley were just out of the medals, finishing 2 points out of the medals in fourth spot. The best Donegal guys were Oisin McBride, who has been doing well all season, really. He's from Cranford, and he was in the top 10. And Mark Alexander from Finn Valley, he was in top 12. But those were the only two boys in the top 12. Oisin McBride, Cranford, Mark Alexander, Finn Valley, and Finn Valley just out of the points with Newry, the team victors there. Under 13, Garrett City and Derry were on top there with Oma second and Finn Valley in third. The best of the Finn Valley athletes were Kevin McNeil and Avian Green. And in the under 13 boys, well, it was Oma from Finn Valley and that one, number 13 boys. Cian Neeson had a very, very good run for Valley here. He was their lead runner. He took on the pressure right through the race, and I don't think he's in this age group. I think he's out of his age group, so that would even be a more credible performance down to him there. Dylan Temple was on that Finn Valley team, as was Evan Patton and Devon Saunders. So City of Derry were third. The leading Donegal athlete would have been Cian Neeson, with Ben McGee of Letterkenny just right in behind him in seventh spot. So on the 13th boys, Oma, Finn Valley and Devon Saunders there. On the 13 girls and boys, that was all about Finn Valley. They won both the girls and the boys team stories there. Sharka Cunningham led them home. And the girls with Caitlin Gillespie, a very talented young girl coming through from the underage, she was on that team. Moran Burke was in that team. Erin Moy was in that team. Letterkenny were second, and they had a good run once again from Eva McGillowayne. She's been running all well through Donegal, through the age groups, and indeed through the track back last summer. Eva McGillowayne, she's been the leading Letterkenny athlete for some time now in this age group, and she led them into second team today with Finn Valley, the team victors, with City of Derry third. Under 11 boys, well, Shane McHugh from Convoy, he was the leading Finn Valley boy today. So he was second, and a young fella from Drumkeen, Derek Coyle, who again, like Shane McHugh, has been prominent in that age group in the last 12 months or so. He was on that team. Rory Moss and Lucas Lindsay was on that team. Finn Valley winning the team from a Monaghan club, Glaslaw and Keeper Litt were third. But in the end, a good day for Donegal, very well organised, good weather, good conditions underneath. Obviously, the good weather in recent times has been a big, big, big plus. And, you know, underground, overground conditions, all good. So very well organised, and well done to the organisers, the Finn Valley people, led by Mark Connolly and Dermot McGranahan and so on. So well done. Well done all round. Another good day for Donegal Athletics. And that's really the story there. We're moving on next Sunday to the Remembrance 10K 5K at Finn Valley. It's an annual event where people are invited to come out and come together and join family and friends and remember people who are no longer with us. And that always gives a good old turnout. It's 10 o'clock start next Sunday morning. There is entry online through the Facebook Remembrance 10K page, or indeed turn up in the morning. But it's a 10 a.m. start. And one of the features of the event is to sign the wall of remembrance and so on, and tie a ribbon on the fence. And it's a nice event, and it's obviously a memorial race to people who have passed away. So that's the story for next week. But this week it was all about cross country, Ulster cross country at Finn Valley, and success for Donegal once again.